current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now. Inch by inch. Earlier this month, Pope Francis visited Indonesia, where he delivered his speech in Istiqlal Masjid, the largest masjid in the country. Together with the Grand Imam, they signed the quote-unquote Joint Declaration of Istiqlal 2024, which, as its subtitle reveals, aimed at apparently quote-unquote fostering religious harmony for the sake of humanity, addressing two of the quote-unquote serious crises in today's world, quote-unquote dehumanization and climate change. To witness a leader of the Catholic Church come to the land in Islamic heritage, a land with the largest Muslim population in the world, providing what he calls quote-unquote guidance on the very soil of the Ummah that was given the ultimate guidance from Allah, is outrageous. Welcomed with cheers and waves, kisses on the hand and bows, this event highlights only a tragic irony. The kuffar, whose belief systems are based on distorted revelations, feel compelled to offer moral and spiritual direction as well as sign documents and agreements and lands blessed with the final and complete message of Islam. Just when one would think it wasn't bad enough, we sadly had to witness the striking moment during the event when the Grand Imam of Istiqlal Masjid in Jakarta, Nasruddin Umar, kissed Pope Francis on the head, an act done as a symbol of interfaith dialogue, but is nothing but a symbol of deep humiliation. How can the followers of Islam, let alone the Grand Imam, bow in deference to one whose beliefs heavily contradict us? How does a Muslim who believes that Jesus, peace be upon him, is a human being and a prophet sent by Allah Almighty, like other messengers, agree with someone who believes that he is God, or is the Son of God, or is a third of three? It is a stark reminder of the spiritual and political decline that we are witnessing as our leaders engage in actions that show not strength, but subservience. As Muslims, we are not just another nation, but the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chosen by Allah to be a mercy for all of humanity. Our mission is not to receive guidance from those who have gone astray, but to offer the light of Islam to the world. Allah says in the Quran,
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are the best ummah ever raised for mankind. You bid the fair and forbid the unfair. And you believe in Allah. If the people of the book have believed, it would have been better for them. Among them, there are believers, while most of them are sinners. Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 110. We have been given a divine mandate to stand for truth, justice, and righteousness, to care for humanity through the guidance of Islam, to spread its message and implement the rules and systems it provides, which guarantees the harmony and uprightness in society. The actions of some of our leaders reflect a profound humiliation, but let it serve as a reminder to us of the consequence of neglecting our duty, our role, our part. We have an obligation to deliver Islam as a complete way of life, which can only be achieved through the re-establishment of the Khilafah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا شبرا وذراعا بذراع حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب تبعتموهم قلنا يا رسول الله اليهود والنصارى قال فمن.
You will follow the ways of those nations who were before you, span by span and incumbent by incumbent. Even if they entered a hole of mastigir, you would follow them. We said, O Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you mean the Jews and the Christians? He said, whom else? This moment should be a wake-up call for our Ummah. enough humiliation. Now is the time to respond to the command of Allah and restore our authority to resume the Islamic way of life in light of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate state on the method of prophethood. A Khilafah in which a Muslim and non-Muslim lives a decent life, in which life, honor, and dignity is secured. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten its return. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.